what started really as an isolated outbreak, September of 2009, has persistently grown into a national outbreak, spreading to over 55 districts of the 62 districts in Zimbabwe. This is what we're calling now a national outbreak. A few weeks ago, or last week to be specific, we were at the Minister of Health, Dr. Henry Madzorera, where he described the measles outbreak as having reached crisis proportions.
Ms. Singizi, can we call this now an epidemic and not an outbreak?
It's very difficult. This is something an epidemiologist would really have to look at in whether to call it an epidemic outbreak. But currently, we're still calling it an outbreak. We await guidance to talk about on whether we can call it an epidemic or an outbreak.
I understand that you are going to be launching a new immunization program. Can you tell us more about that program?
Indeed, it is a direct response to the current outbreak. UNICEF, working with the World Health Organization, the Healthcare International, and the Ministry of Health, will be starting what we're calling National Child Health Days from the 10th to the 21st of May.
What advice would you give to parents whose children could be found in areas where outbreaks are occurring right now? Should they send their children to school or should they keep them at home?
What we are saying to communities, what we're saying to parents, is to be vigilant, especially as it pertains to unvaccinated children. The bottom line is this is an outbreak that started among the apostolic sects who are religious objectors and do not bring their children forward for immunization. However, now the bottom line is this has spread beyond the apostolic. Any child who's unvaccinated is at great risk of contracting measles as it is highly contagious. What we are saying to communities is to ensure that they bring their children forward for the immunization campaign that will be happening. Those are children between 0 to 14 years. Any child should be brought forward for immunization to ensure that they do not contract measles.